So here is a strange paradox, a strange contradiction about the way we live. As our homes have gotten bigger and more beautiful, as we have more things, we grow less hospitable. And what I mean by that is, yesterday I had lunch with somebody who's traveled a lot in the Asian world, in poor places, and he said there isn't a village you can go to where if you don't walk down the street, someone won't come out and say, come to my house and have tea. He said, but if I walk in the streets of Beverly Hills, nobody says, come in for coffee. Because we know each other less as our homes get bigger, and we tend to reach out less. And that's why it's good to remember that this morning's parsha, in which we always talk about the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, really begins with the hospitality of Abraham. And I'm going to relate it to us in just a moment, but first, let me just tell you two things about hospitality in the Jewish tradition. That's an example of hospitality, for example. They saw that I was speaking, they sat down there instead of moving across to their seats. Thank you, that was very kind of you. Hospitality is, of course, consideration of others. That's what it really is. So, for example, the rabbis say when you're saying the Shema, you must not be interrupted under any circumstances because that's when you take the yoke of God's kingdom. But if somebody says hello to you, you answer. Because God won't be offended if you're being nice to another person. Another example of this, which is a beautiful little story that's told in Itarei Torah, is about the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, who was a famous rabbi of the 19th century, once was with guests, and they had been at synagogue, and I know this will shock you, but the service went long. So they came home. And what's the first thing you do around the Shabbat dinner table? You do Shalom Aleichem. But he skipped Shalom Aleichem and did the Kiddush, and everybody had something to eat. And then he did Shalom Aleichem. And his friend asked him, why did you skip it? And he said, well, because I figured the angels weren't hungry, but the people were. So first we did Shalom Aleichem. First we ate, and then we greeted the angels. That idea, of course, that people have needs that God doesn't, that's an important thing to remember because you can generalize that, of course, to religion where people place God before people, where people don't respect human needs or indeed human life because they think God demands certain things. And that's not at all the lesson of Abraham. Abraham sees visitors and immediately does two things. First, he greets them, and second, he asks Sarah to make them something to eat. And you can see how considerate God is of human beings because angels, after all, aren't supposed to eat. So what did they do, these angels? Either they pretended to eat, or they were human beings. And we think of certain human beings who bring us good news as angels. But in any case, they rewarded Abraham's hospitality not only by enjoying it, but also by predicting what? That he was going to have a child. Now, what did Abraham bring them into? His tent. In fact, he was sitting at his tent when he went out to greet them and invited them in. If you look around this sanctuary, you will see that it is deliberately shaped like a tent. That actually is the idea of the sanctuary, believe it or not. That's why it comes to a point and then goes down. It's supposed to be like a tent. So, when you see strangers in our tent, greet them. Welcome them to the synagogue. Ask them if they look lost in the hallway or in the parking lot, which happens all the time. If you can help show them where to go. In other words, granted that you might not invite a stranger on the streets of Beverly Hills to your home for coffee, you might, but you might not. But still, the synagogue is also our home. So I hope that at times that are appropriate, i.e. not so much during the sermon, You will greet people and bring them in and think of it the way Abraham did, the way the Chofetz Chaim did, that human needs are what the tradition is ultimately about. And so when you see people around here who might need just a kind word, act as the greeting committee in your home and invite them in and make them comfortable and show them the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim, of welcoming guests and bringing in visitors. And that's what I want to do right now. So everybody standing in the back, please come in, have a seat, so we can listen to the Dvar Torah of our Bat Mitzvah.